Pat from Alberta, Canada, wants to know if there are any healing or ailing effects by standing inside a crop circle.
Oh, absolutely. And this is an area of incredible interest, and I certainly encourage people to look into this further. I've put some of this on my website just to get people interested. And there's one woman in particular in England who's actually taken to collating a lot of information, Lucy Pringle. She's collected at least 700 reports of people noting down the physiological effects when they go into the crop circles. Some obvious, some not so. But to give you a general impression, and again also from some of the research that I've collected, it seems to me that there is an electromagnetic influence in the crop circles which seems to be stimulating the human electromagnetic field, because we are, after all, electromagnetic beings too. So whenever you encounter another electromagnetic field, you are basically going to start finding some kind of sympathetic vibratory reference. And I had situations where people have actually gone into the crop circles, in some cases ingested the seeds. And in one very famous case, not far from me in New Hampshire, a gentleman ingested the seeds, went into a crop circle. He had a retinal cancer, which is 99% malignant. In other words, the cornea would have to be removed because of the cancer was so developed. And after a couple of months of ingesting the seeds and having gone into the crop circle, the tumor was gone. And to this day, the doctors are absolutely baffled. That's one of the most incredible stories I've heard of in terms of crop circles and healing. Another one happened not too far from me in Portland, Maine. It's something I just heard about. A young lady who administered water, which had been potentized by placing on a picture of a crop circle, which is part of a technique that was actually developed by the Institute of Resonance Therapy in Germany, by the way.
Just a picture now of a crop circle.
Just a picture, an unadulterated picture of a crop circle. You can transpose the energy of the circle through intent to the actual water, as in homeopathy. And she administered this to a patient, a friend of hers, who again was suffering from cancer. And from what I understand, the cancer is gone.
Incredible.
It is incredible, and people who've even had problems lying down for 15 years, they've had to be helped to their beds and have someone help them rise from the bed in the morning. They go into a crop circle, they lie down, they get up totally on their own accord, and they are fine. This is incredible. The consequences for healing and free healing are quite incredible.
True.
Which also means that the effort by the establishment, if you are of that inclination, to try and put a lid on this kind of thing is quite extraordinary. They would go to extraordinary lengths to make sure that you and I don't know about this.
I mean, so if you're saying that you could get a clean picture of a crop formation and then place like a jug of water on top of it, It would have incredible medicinal properties for you?
When I was doing some work with the Institute of Resonance Therapy, I was amazed to hear of this, how they were able to... and their technique is actually a lot more complicated. It does involve orgone energy as well. But they use the images of the crop circles to transmit a code across distance, in other words, remote healing, to places in Europe, forests, rivers which were dying in Eastern Europe. They were able to transmit a code to the local energetic field, which stimulated the local energetic field and was able to rejuvenate the growth in local organisms. That is quite something. And I have also worked with a number of people who've taken this kind of technique in a much more simplified way, combined it with the homeopathic principle, and taken a picture of the crop circle. And again, it has to be an unadulterated shot. It cannot be shifted in the X or Y axis as you can, for example, in Photoshop on a computer. You take the picture, and you rotate the picture ever so slightly until it clicks with the Earth's magnetic field. And if you're into your intuitive work, you will know when that happens, because your body will suddenly feel like it's clicked into a large cog. It's a very unusual feeling, like someone's trying to tickle you. And you put on top of it a vial of water, preferably spring water, comes from a natural spring or a holy well. And through your intent, through your purposeful intent, you basically ask this living organism that is a crop circle to transfer the healing potential of the energy of that design into the water, and then it is administered homeopathically through through drops, and incredible things are happening. And this is all just empirical evidence. I mean, it's also circumstantial evidence, but people are beginning to react positively to it. And it's incredible, absolutely incredible.